was Jesus, and there was a big basket. And he said, don't carry those things, give them to me. And I started thinking of all the things that I'm carrying, and I put in that basket, because honestly, I'm really weary of what's been going on in my back. It's like one thing after another, and nothing works. I'm tired of being their guinea pig. So, but anyways, I just wanted to share that. It's a big basket.
Amen. Amen. He takes it all. That's right. He's the answer. It's learning to trust that he's the answer. And to stand on what he has said. The other day when God was talking to me about something, I don't know, the best way I could describe it would be as I was sort of tuning the channel. But I was sort of tuning the channel with distortion. It was like it was something that was going to caused me to take responsibility for something that maybe I wasn't ready to do responsibility for. And it's because, you know, people that are prophetic, you know, I hear God all the time. And I never hesitate. I mean, I just know his voice. And I knew his voice in this too. But what I was thinking about was because I had heard about they said there was a truce in Israel. And I thought, you know, well, they were sort of trying to do that, but the only thing I could think of was is if there's a truce, then that means that the Lord is going to act like the angels acted when the Lord would kill the whole other army. And so I just started imagining a Hamas plague. And then I sort of turned the dial. because sometimes you hear things. I don't mind what he says to me, for me, any of that. But when we start talking about things that I feel are bigger than me, those are the times I said, you know, this is silly, Lord. I hear your voice clearly. I know your voice. You know, may as well just tune in the channel and listen to the whole show. You know, turn it in and turn it up. Because a lot of times people just switch channels. You know, I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. I cannot stand it when people switch channels. You know, if you're going to listen to something, listen to something. You know, just listen to it. Don't be turning to this and to that and to this and to that and this and to that. Get on something and stay there, you know. It just drives me crazy. If I'm in a car with somebody that's switching channels, it's like, if you don't know what you want to listen to, don't turn it on. I can stand silence. I like silence. But don't turn it, because sometimes, you know, sometimes it's on something that I want to hear. But they don't want to hear, you know. And people, and I think Christians are probably more guilty of that than a lot of people of tuning out what they need to hear. I was speaking to the Lord about something. I don't remember what it was, but it was talking about obedience, and, you know, obedience isn't about results. Obedience is about trust. It's about trusting the Lord. If we get caught up in, okay, well, if I obey, then this ought to go my way, that's not it. Obedience is about trusting God, just trusting God. Recently, someone was talking about the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You know, self-control, different words are used and all that, but, you know, it's like, and so, you know, this person basically was feeling like as long as he displayed the fruit of the Spirit. Well, that's good, but, you know, some people are really just good people. They really are. And they've stayed good. And so they're loving and they're kind. You know, you hear those when people say, I never heard them say a bad thing about anybody. God bless them, but I'm sorry. Sometimes I don't say good things about everybody. You know? But you see, it isn't about those things, memorizing and knowing about how we're supposed to act. It's about knowing Jesus. You know, that's the biggest thing, because there are people that just have done all the right things, but they don't want to be born again. Because they're so good, they don't need to be born again. Well, you know, he was speaking truth. I guess that's it. I don't know. Yeah, I agree. I use that one. You know, I use that one. We can use the scripture like, well, you know, Jesus called them snakes and vipers, so then I can just go calling snakes, you know. And yeah, we've all done that. That's true. That's true, you know. The word dwelleth in us richly. And Jesus knew exactly what he was doing. But the truth of the matter is, there's only one name under heaven by which man must be saved. And sometimes people don't necessarily think that they need to be saved because they haven't ever been bad. You know, whenever someone tells me, you know, I've basically known the Lord all my life, but sometime or another, you needed to make him Lord. We can't rest on the fact that, well, I know you've always been impressed with me, Lord. Well, he hasn't always been impressed with me, but he's always loved me. He never quit loving me. Now, how he can do that, I have no idea. But you see, the point is that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among men, and he came to his own, and his own received him not. See, we need to read the Bible with a yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. There I am, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know? Blessed are they who put their trust in the Lord. Not trust in getting what we want, not trust in things being how we want them to be, but trust in him. Because he is good. And you see, when our trust is him, then, well, that just frees us from the things that are out there that we don't know about. Because I'm abiding in him. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then you're going to know the truth. The truth is just going to make you free. free. Forward. I said in the devotional, you know, I always like onward Christian soldiers marching as to war. It broke out of the mold of hymns, and it wasn't because of what it said, it was because of the beat. Now, some people talk about the beat. And the beat ain't all bad. Forward into battle. That's what the Lord said today, isn't it? And warriors, forward into battle. See his banners go. Forward. Forward. And that is, as you know, I remember as a kid that we always had Advent services. And they had this chandelier type thing that hung down, and it had the candles on it, and they would light a candle, and somebody would talk about what that was for, because it was Advent. I left every service the same way I went in. Never changed me. But we did it because, in my case, I had to do it. I think probably my mother had to do it because she was in the circle that did it. And my dad had to do it because mother was in the circle that did it. I can't remember, probably, it may have happened, but I can't remember ever gathering at home and saying, oh, let's go to Advent service. It's going to be so good. It's going to be so good. Now, I bet there's people that it is so good, but probably a lot more people because we've got to go. Think about the. I guarantee you that a lot of people have to get psyched up for Ash Wednesday. Now, on one hand, they're psyched up because I'm going to wear those ashes and that's going to make me holy. You know? On the other part, I'm going to wear these ashes all day long and people are going to look at me. I can't walk around like this all day. You know? We come to the Lord because we come to the Lord. And because we're looking forward. I look forward to him. Like Vicki said, we do all of our cares and our worries, we just give them to him. Song we used to sing that said, Jesus, Jesus, all my cares and worries unto you I roll. There they are, Lord. I can't remember what they were anymore. Isn't it interesting how many times we can't remember the promises of God, but we can remember the worry that we rolled on him. And some will say, well, it's not that easy. But you know what? It's like, think of it. Think of the 1 second of relief from rolling it to him. Because worrying about it doesn't give you even 1 second of relief. It just keeps getting heavier, you know? This rock didn't look this heavy when I went out to pick it up, but it just keeps getting heavier. Can rocks grow right in your hands? It seems like it. Well, the further you carry that load, the heavier the rock gets. I think about Jesus came to the man by the pond and he said, do you want to be healed? And the man wanted to dwell on why he couldn't. And finally Jesus, I just sort of think, Jesus, just get up. Get your bed, get out of here. The blind man said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. What do you want? He didn't say, I don't want to be blind anymore. I'm tired of being blind. He said, I want to see. The lame came because they wanted to walk. The mute came because they wanted to talk. They didn't want to talk about what they'd been through. They wanted to talk about what was coming. We want to talk about what's coming. Jesus. We want to talk about victory. We want to talk about no weapon formed against us can prosper. We want to talk about the good things of God. You know? And there are times when we might carry on a normal conversation, but a normal conversation needs to be about the good things of God. I'll have the opportunity once again to bury a classmate. And I talked to that classmate a lot of times over the years. Like every time that I talked to him, I just talked about the Lord. He heard the rumors to begin with about me and the Lord. And I would say something about the Lord and say, you're a good man, Arde. I said, that ain't what this is about. But every time, I would remind him, all you got to do is talk to the Lord. All you got to do is call on the Lord. And last week, I received a text that said that he had taken a turn for the worse and was not conscious and was on oxygen. And on my way home from jail, I said, oh, Lord, let him be awake. Wake him up and give him clarity so we can talk one more time. Because before, I prayed with him. And a couple of times I would leave his room and he'd be saying something. I'd say, just talk to the Lord. And he'd just lay back and start to smile. Like, you know, I said, he's talking to the Lord. Now people say, oh, you're just imagining things. Well, I like to imagine good things, okay? And so, when I got back to town, guess who was awake? And then who went back to sleep about 30 minutes after I left? But when we talked, I just said, have you been talking to Jesus? And, you know, I didn't really have to make up anything about what he said back. I could sort of hear what he said back. But a funny thing was, is a little while, a young man came who was helping him out, and he said he was saying something, and very clearly my friend said, never know when you're going to find Jesus. And that young man said, well, you can always find Jesus. I explained to him a little later. I said, you know, he wasn't saying whether he could find him or not. He said, you never know when you're going to find Jesus. You never know. You never know when somebody is going to find Jesus. I suspect Judy spent some time talking the same stuff. He was surrounded. I am surrounded by crazy people. No. We watched this Vindication. It's a thing on the, what's the name of that channel? Pure Flix. Anyway, and the husband one time was talking. He said, what are you doing? To his wife. He said, why? He said, everybody I talk to, somehow God comes up. He's calling you, honey. God's speaking. He's speaking to people through you. He's speaking to people for you. He's speaking. I said in the devotional, you know, I could have put a label on, a heading on this that said, same song, 2000, verse 2000. Because Jesus is the subject, and I've written about 2,000 of the exact same message all the time. And I've spoken more than 2,000 of the exact same message all the time. It's always the same message, the Lord. Might be angles about it, but it's always the same, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And if you're thinking, yeah, we know, we hear the same thing all the time, it's okay. You maybe need to hear something then. You know? Until it enters into our hearts and it all becomes new. It all becomes new. It all becomes refreshing. It all becomes a promise. It all becomes a favor. It all becomes a protection. It all becomes a direction. When we come to that, then, you know, if it says it, we need it. Blessed are they who put their hope in the Lord, who put their confidence in what he says. We don't put our confidence in what we see, what we feel, what's going on, if it exalts itself against the promise of God. We use the words of Jesus to realize that some people need something bad said about them. They were snakes and vipers. Yeah. Sometimes we need to just say the truth. Because Jesus always spoke the truth in love. So I'm not sure how, you know, what tone he used, what inflection he used. Maybe it was like, oh, you snakes. You whitewashed tombs. I don't know how he said it. It don't matter. But when the truth needs to be inserted, we need to be the warriors that insert the truth. Don't we? It's not okay, this world today. It's not. Jesus is okay. And we dwell in him. And so we're okay in him. But not everybody's in him. And so we're out as warriors to defeat the devil, to release them from the devil. So it's not okay. So if there's something that absolutely is not okay, don't act like it is. You know? Methinks the serpent is speaking to you today. Say, what did you say? Oh, I was just thinking that you've been listening to snakes. You know, whatever it takes. Or maybe just an honest thing, you don't really feel that way, do you? I mean, you don't really believe that. You just don't want to say the truth. I don't know what word the Lord would give us, but it's just not okay for things to stay this way, and they won't. That's why we want those prodigals to come home. If my kids aren't on fire for God, then they're a little prodigally. So they need to turn up the heat. And since I'm their father, I need to encourage them in that direction. You know? They didn't always listen to me, ever. They were mad at me from time to time. Why should I care now if they're mad at me? You know? I want them home and in the kingdom. I don't want them, when there's hardly any time left, to say, you never know when you're going to find Jesus. Not everybody is that fortunate. You know, not everybody gets that opportunity. We know what we're looking for, right? Abraham was looking for a city whose maker and builder was God. He knew what he was looking for. Maybe he sat around and said, how long am I going to have to live in a tent? But it doesn't seem like it. He never had to mow the yard. You know? Just find another spot. But they were always looking, they were looking for their deliverer. Sometimes they looked for their deliverer when they were so far from it, and they would cry to the Lord, and the Lord would hear them, and he would answer them, and he would deliver them, and he would bless them, and they'd forget about it. But someday our Savior will come, and he came and they killed him. The soldier at the foot of the cross said, whoa, whoa, what have we done? This guy was the Lord. And many responded to Peter's message, what must we do to be saved? We get it. We get it now. We understand now. We should have never joined in that crowd saying, crucify. How stupid could we be? Those are some of the greatest words ever spoken. How stupid could we be? You know? That's how we get saved. If somebody goes to the Lord and says, well, Lord, you know, I've been pretty good, but they say I'm supposed to do this, I'm not sure that's a sincere prayer. It's like still living on, I was pretty good. That's why I thoroughly enjoy it when people say, you were really bad. I was. I know it. I knew it then. I know it now. I'm forgiven. That makes me happy. It makes us happy. That's why the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord isn't my strength because he, you know, gives me a new Mercedes. I don't have one. Janis Joplin said, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. But at least she was talking to the Lord. Yeah, I don't know. I watched a video about her life. I didn't really know anything about her life. You know, and I watched it. And Kris Kristofferson wrote a song that said, the close friends have gathered. Lord, ain't it a shame? Grieving together, sharing the blame. Because when she was dying, Lord, we let her die. And that's what happened. She died all alone. Just say she was someone, Lord, so far from home, whose life was so lonely. She died all alone. There's people out there that are so far from home. And their lives are empty and lonely. And if we desire it, God will send us by them. or send them by us. We just don't know why we're near someone. But the truth dwells in you. The Bible says it dwells in us richly. And it's the truth that makes people free. And there's a lot of people that need to be free. Sometimes we go looking for something, but it's not the one thing. You know? But we've been looking. We were born looking. We were born being drawn to God. We didn't know it. How many times did He show up in our lives and we took a pass? But if we'd have known what we were doing, we wouldn't have done it. And so the people that are so lost and don't know the Lord, if they knew what they were doing, they wouldn't have done it. If they knew. If you only knew, Jesus said to the woman at the well. If you only knew who was speaking to you, you'd ask me for water. And how is it that you're going to get anything? You don't even have a pot to put it in. And the well is deep. And Jesus said, well, you know, if you drink the water I'll give you, you'll never thirst again. I said, okay. Give me this water. I don't know what her heart was like when she said it. He's like, okay, fine. Show me how you can get water. I don't know. But she said, give me this water. He said, go get your husband. I want to tell you both at the same time. I don't have a husband. You're right. You won the prick curtain. You don't. You were married 5 times. You're living with a guy now. You win. You see, that told her something. This is no ordinary man. So she went into questions about, okay, so like you Jews say we're supposed to be here, and we say we're supposed to be here, what are we supposed to worship? So Jesus explains that to her. The time is coming, and now in was those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. I'd like to think that by the time we're done worshiping each time, we're worshiping in the spirit and truth. You know, we may have to get through a few songs to get our hearts in the right spot and drop off the stuff and the troubles or drop off the other things we're thinking about, but, you know, God will just get us to a place where that's what we're thinking about. And so then she just went and said, you've got to come see this guy. He must be the Messiah. He told me everything about me. And he still likes me. He told me to come back. He still likes me. And all those people, how could he like her? Doesn't he know about her? She said he told her everything about her. I don't care what the Lord points out to me. It's a liberating thing. I just want to please Him. Paul said, I just want to know Him. I just want to keep it simple, knowing Him. I just want to know Him more Don't you want to know him more? Because every time we move into that knowing him, it's like with Paul when the scales fell off his eyes and he could see. Every time you get closer to him, the things that keep you from being close to him, they fall off. And you're not carrying them anymore. He is truly the answer to all things. And when we seek him, we'll find him. You know? Yesterday, I had the opportunity to pray with someone at the post office. And when I began to pray, he became a little uncomfortable. And he began to try to carry on his own conversation. I just kept praying because I knew who God was listening to the most. You know, slip him a Mickey, put something in the drink. Because Jesus is the answer to all things. Father, thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding to know, to be aware that you are the answer to all things. Forgive us when we think about other things, but by all, when it all winds down, we come back to the same thing. You are my only answer, Lord. You are my only hope. Fill me up, fill my cup, and make me whole, Lord. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us into all truth, because that's what God said you would do. And you are God as well. We still got things to learn, Lord, but one thing we know, when we're with you, we're in the right place. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Amen.